What, his father?
Favors. Mm-hmm. That's something I thought about this morning that I wanted to tell you. Mm-hmm. When I had help, and we called her colored Hilda to distinguish with Aunt Hilda, that's Billy's sister.
Oh, I guess we can get it
in. One of the words that I remember her saying is, the boy features his father.
Yeah, yeah.
He features him. Have you heard that before?
Yeah, I hear that from blacks. Yeah.
And I can't figure out what that means unless they have the same features.
Yeah, could be.
But where I would say he favors his daddy, she says he features his daddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Say a woman who's looked after three children until after they're grown, you say she has what, three children?
Right.
And to a child who's been misbehaving, you say, you do that again and I'm going to give you a good...
Tanning. Spanking.
Is there any difference? Is one more severe than the other?
Yeah, I expect tanning would be more whipping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, would be more severe than...
I guess.
Okay. All right, the word grow, you might say to somebody, my, you certainly have...
Grown.
You can almost see him...
Grow.
In 1 year, he bled a lot.
He grew.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, do you have a word in rap referring to a child that's born to an unmarried woman?
Well, bastard. We were talking about somebody not long ago. I was talking to somebody about some, I have read that child called a Woods Coat, mm-hmm. and this woman had never heard that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Woods Coat, anything else?
A nigger in the woodpile?
Yeah, yeah. You ever heard it called a volunteer?
No, no, I never heard that. That's a plant.
Right, right. If my brother had a son, his son would be my
nephew.
Okay. A child whose parents had died would be
an orphan.
Okay. What about, do you have a name for the grown up who's appointed to look after the orphan?
The guardian.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about people, if the house is full of people like your cousins and aunts and uncles and all that, you said the house is full of your...
My kinfolks, mm-hmm. my relatives, my...
Okay. Do you ever hear around here them simply referred to as my people? Meaning people who are related to you?
Yes. I don't believe I say that. I'd come near saying kinfolks than people.
Okay. Talking about someone who resembles you, you might say, well, she may look like me, but actually I'm no...
Kin? Mm-hmm. I use that word.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You just say kin rather than kin too?
No, I say kin too.
I'm kin to her,
uh-huh.
or I'm no kin. I guess that's the way I phrased it. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. What about somebody who comes to town nobody's ever seen before? You say he's a
stranger.
Mm-hmm. What if he's from another country?
A foreigner.
Would you ever call a person a foreigner even though he's not from another country?
Yes, from another part of the country.
He would have to be, say, from a pretty good distance or outside the South or what?
I guess just, I don't know.
Far away, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm going to ask you some names just for pronunciation. First name of a woman beginning with M, the mother of Jesus was named.
Mary.
And Washington, George Washington's wife was named.
Martha.
And a woman's name begins with an N. It's short for Helen. And an old song that goes, "Wait till the sun shines."
Oh, Nellie. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize Nellie was short for Helen.
A man's name beginning with an M, Matt would be short for
Matthew.
Okay. And a woman's name beginning with S, the wife of Abraham.
Sarah. That's my name.
Okay. What would you call a woman who teaches school? She's a
teacher.